everyone. It's me, Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here with Jamie and Mikey at Hungryland. Hello, peoples.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am good.
You ready? Brought a special guest today.
I did. We have a special guest. It's Bam Bam in the house, but she can't speak.
No, she's pretty silent.
I bet you she speaks at home.
She does. It's funny. Little known fact. I call her a Coton de Tulier or a Coton de Tulier, but it's really like Coton de Tulier, I think, is what they really are.
Is she French?
She is from Madagascar.
Okay.
I mean, actually, she's from Missouri by way of New York City, then in LA. But these dogs are from Madagascar. They're like water dogs from Madagascar.
Wow. Does fancy she swim? Name.
They say they like to swim. Bam Bam likes to swim when I put her in the pool. She's learning how to jump in the pool. Mm-hmm. But what I was going to say, why I'm even going down this road is because, wait, what did you say about her?
Is she French?
Oh, no. We said she doesn't talk.
Yeah. Oh, right,
yes,
right, yeah.
These types of dogs talk a lot. Like, oh. She's like, she speaks.
That's so funny.
And they're very verbal in their own way.
Is she a water dog because she's so light she just floats?
I don't know. I maybe they all swam here from Madagascar, but they're great dogs.
Yeah.
I feel like they're almost rare, but Barbara Streisand has them, and I don't know, some other people have them. They're great. She's great.
She's a very adorable. Sweet, special dog. Let's put a picture of you and Bam Bam on the Foodcast page.
Okay. No arguments from me.
Is Barbara Streisand's dog named Gorgeous?
Wait, why?
So every time she can say, when she sees the dog, she can say, hello, gorgeous.
Hello, gorgeous. Is that what she always says?
Isn't that like a Barbara Streisand line from like some movie?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh.
Hello, gorgeous. Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be hello, gorgeous? Anyway, I don't know. Everyone's probably gone now.
Yeah.
If anyone else is still listening.
Pretty much.
If anyone's listening, today we have a lovely springtime Trader Joe's haul. So it's a Trader Joe's spring 2024 haul.
Yeah.
And Mikey, you went shopping?
I went shopping and I think I did pretty good.
Yeah. I wonder, like, I haven't looked at this list. I wonder if there's anything, because I go to Trader Joe's a lot. I'm wondering if there's new things or things I've tried or I don't know. Not that I care.
When I came back to drop off the bags, I noticed something had already been purchased from Trader Joe's and there was one missing. So I think you have tried one thing at least.
Okay.
I bet I know which one it is.
Yeah.
All right. Now I want to know. Very excited. But before we jump in, any exciting news?
There is. Breaking Chews. I feel like it's probably been a decade since Wheaties had Breaking Chews, maybe even longer. But they do now. The Breakfast of Champions just came out with Wheaties Protein. So it's it has over 20 grams of protein per serving. And it comes in two flavors, maple almond and honey pecan. And it's made with whole grain flakes, almonds or pecans, pumpkin seeds, and then honey or maple syrup, depending on which kind you get. And they're hitting stores like any day now. So I think we should try them.
Oh, yeah. I would love to try them. You know, that's the one thing. It's like the reason why I don't really have breakfast cereal. Because I love it. Mm-hmm. It's just the protein, the lack of protein.
Yeah.
And because I usually use nut milks, almond milk, so there's no protein in that.
Mm-hmm.
And but now that it's available with protein, I can't wait to try it.
Yeah. And I saw, I think it was 130 calories per serving, so it's not bad at all.
And it's probably like half a cup. That's low for a protein cereal. Let's see if we can find out.
Okay. I knew you would do that. Yeah.
But in the meantime, I feel like that would be a really yummy, like I'd love snacking on cereal. I feel like you put that in a baggie and toss it like in your purse. That would be a yummy thing to snack on throughout the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Why not?
Probably like, isn't like Honey Bunches of Oat or something like that? Or it's like Wheaties, but with nuts and stuff.
Yeah, maybe it's like that. But I wonder if it tastes like proteiny, and where the protein's coming from. Did they like coat it with protein powder?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're nuts.
I do. Well, okay, Mike, you were wrong on those stats.
Uh-oh, she's talking.
One cup has 280 calories, 12 grams of fat,
280
grams of protein.
Oh, 280 for a cup. So a half cup is right.
Right.
Got it.
Right. So not bad. And it looks delicious.
Bam Bam, you want to sit on my lap?
Oh, she wants me. You can't sit with me.
Maybe Bam Bam, jump up.
Go to mommy.
Bam Bam, come here. Bammy, come here.
I can't believe she just jumped
in
my lap.
She just jumped on you. Okay, let her stay with you. Okay. Is that it? Are we ready to start eating?
Yeah, that's all I got. Let's eat.
Okay, first up, we have Trader Joe's egg frittata with Swiss cheese and cauliflower. This is something I've not heard of or seen. This is a frozen frittata. I guess it comes in a box with two frittatas and you get to eat both of them in a serving.
Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of cool. It's funny. What do they look like? They're like...
They look kind of like egg patties. Like you could... There's a picture of them on an English muffin.
Oh, so maybe you put one on like a little English muffin. So it's their answer to an egg bite. Look at him go. Yeah. He's really...
But very puffy.
He's a slasher. He's a frittata slasher.
You want a middle piece or an end piece?
Probably middle.
Middle? Okay.
They're very puffy. Like bigger than... Puffy. I feel like they're the circumference of a burger, but like... A fat burger.
Yeah. And they're nice and hot, very prepped very well. Sorry. So it has cauliflower in it. Maybe that, you know, helps like fill it out, give you a bigger serving size. And Swiss cheese. It
smells delish.
Egg whites. I'm assuming it's egg whites, right? Oh, wow.
Mm.
That is spectacular.
Yes, wow. To egg whites. Well, egg whites is the first ingredient, but it also has whole eggs.
Interesting. You know, I'll tell you what I like about this more so than, like, I do love all egg bites, so don't get me wrong. Like Starbucks egg bites, but especially Three Bridges I love. But this feels more like an omelet or a scramble, and those are more creamy. So, anyway. So, like, I would put those on a piece of toast or an English muffin, whereas this you can eat alone more easily because it's not as creamy.
Yeah.
It's great.
And it feels like it's firmer, you know, like it's not like falling apart.
Yep.
I like it.
I feel like you put that on a plate with some fresh fruit. That would be like the most fancy yet easy breakfast.
Totally.
Yum. So you get two of those egg frittatas with Swiss cheese and cauliflower for 270 calories, 15 grams of fat, 25 grams of protein, 10 Weight Watcher points. It's a Trader Joe's exclusive.
Nice. Next up, we have Trader Joe's artichoke timbales. I never heard of that. Timbales. Artichoke hearts baked with mozzarella and grana padano cheeses. From the freezer. Am I the only one that has not heard of a timbale?
No, I don't know what it is either, but it looks like they're baked in like these cupcake kind of things.
Oh, they're so cute. I Googled it and it told me it's a single-headed drum. And there's all these pictures of drum sets. But then I scrolled a little further and it says it's a deep dish filling completely enclosed in a crust. The crust can be sheet pastry, slices of bread, rice, even slices of vegetables.
Wow. So how is this a side dish? Is it a spread? Is it a what exactly do we think this is? What does it say on the bag?
Artichoke hearts baked with mozzarella and grana padano cheeses. So let's see. Serving suggestion. It's just showing them as is.
I might just like flung it and it landed on the table.
Wow.
Sorry.
Bam, bam. It's you clean, want some timbale?
It's a clean table.
Hold on. But what is it?
It's like a little side dish. Yeah.
It's interesting. It's not bad. I mean, I just tried a little bite.
Whoa. Very cheesy.
Whoa.
It's cheesy. It's a little, it has a little bit of that sourness that you get sometimes with, artichokes, but it's not bad. I think people would like it. It's interesting.
I don't know that it's something I would like buy and add to rotation, but if you gave it to me, I would be like, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. I would not buy this and add it to rotation.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't kick it out of bed though
for eating crackers.
It's only 130 calories per, like, I don't know if you want to call it a cupcake. Yeah, timbale.
It's even bigger than a cupcake.
Yeah,
but it's like a muffin.
That would be like a good snack, I think, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you really love it. It's okay. It's interesting. It's different. And it's timbalational. I don't even know. I made up a new word. It's okay.
I think if you love artichokes, you'll love this. If you're like, sometimes I like artichokes, you might not like this. It's true. Very artichoke.
Yeah. And I usually like artichokes, but bam, bam.
Bamba does not like artichokes.
Bam, bam loves artichokes.
Oh, she does like that.
No, she hates them. Bam, bam, stop. That's Xander. If you like canned artichokes, you will like this.
Yes.
Like it has like that sourness that like if you just steam an artichoke, it doesn't really taste so sour.
That's a great, great distinction. It is very much a canned artichoke flavor.
Okay.
Interesting. One piece, 130 calories, 9 grams of fat, 4 grams of protein, 3 Weight Watcher points. It's the artichoke timbales and it's found in the freezer section at Trader Joe's.
Excellent. Next up. Oh, I see what this is. This is something I have seen. I have never tried and I've always wanted to try it. And I think what has stopped me from buying it, I thought maybe the stats were slightly high, but here it is now. Trader Joe's seasoned corn ribs.
So you said exactly what I was going to say, why I got this, because I looked at the stats. I'm like, oh, this is probably not Hungry Girl like approved, but it's so interesting looking that I wanted to bite.
So they're like, it's like corn on the cob. Whoa. Off the cob. I'm just going to.
I think it's on the cob. I don't think you can eat that whole thing.
Right. You're right. It is. It's just. It's a so it's a spear. Cob. So imagine like a really, really big pickle spear.
Sure? Yeah.
Yes. Oh, so it's yeah. It's a spear. It's like a pickle spear, only it's corn.
It feels like inconvenient
wow.
to eat.
Wow. It's so cute. Mmm.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing.
I mean, it's not what I thought it was going to be, but it's really good.
I'm in love.
Can you pass me a paper towel?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in like.
Wow, it's good. It tastes like buttery or oily.
Something. It's plant-based butter and quite a bit of it because, let's see, you get about two of these, a third of the package, for 150 calories, 12 grams of fat, and 5 Weight Watcher points. So it's, you know.
I won for 75. I don't think that's bad.
I know what my mom, who's like a classic Weight Watcher person, would say. I would make this myself, put some, I can't believe it's not butter spray on it, and some like seasoning and call it a day.
I would love to see Jamie cutting up the corn cobs in the shapes of pickles. Although you really, let's be honest, I just sounded very New York. Although, no, if you just slice the corn off the cob then toss it, it's the same. But just the shape of it is kind of cool.
It's just cute and fun and interesting and different.
Yeah, I like it.
It's the seasoned corn cobs in the freezer section.
And the beautiful corn thing ribs. About ribs. Corn on ribs. The cob is they get stuck in your teeth, so you have leftovers in a couple hours. If you get hungry, you just, no? Okay, sorry.
Don't share them with others. next up, we have a vegan special. It's Trader Joe's vegan pepperoni. It is a bag of pepperoni, just like you would find in any supermarket. And instead of it being made from whatever, pork or beef or what is pepperoni? Pork, yes. Or turkey sometimes. This one is just plant-based.
What is the base? What plant?
Oh my God.
It's a good question.
This won't open. It's
oh, it's a trick bag.
Yeah.
Well, Jamie's now going to be in charge of opening it and figuring out the plant that it's made from. I always wonder these days what the plant-based items.
I do like the packaging is really cool. I was impressed with it. But Trader Joe's always has good packaging.
They really do.
Yeah, it's very retro. It's cute looking.
And with little like gingham. I would, you know what? I want to meet the designers. Jamie, you're the best because I would just be cutting the bottom part of the bag and I'd be like, screw the Ziploc portion.
There it is.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to reseal, to be honest.
That's okay. Now we have to eat all the plant-based pepperoni.
They look so fake and smelly.
But we could because it's like 10 of those is like 70 calories.
Yeah.
Vital wheat gluten.
Oh. Well,
it looks like a piece of rubber, like a rubber stamp.
It does. You're right, it does. It looks like a game piece that sat out too long. And it is flappy, floppy. It's not bad. I mean, I'd put it on pizza and be okay with it. I wouldn't want to eat it alone.
Yeah.
It's not the right consistency. It's deli meat consistency, which pepperoni can be a deli meat. So it's not, but you know what I mean? Like pepperoni, it's not firm.
Right. It's more like bologna.
Yeah.
It's like bologna texture, but it's not bad. If you are vegan and you want to avoid meat and you like pepperoni flavor and want to make a little vegan pizza, I think it would be a good thing.
I think if it was called pepperoni style bologna bites, I would be like flipping out over it.
Like, that's, wow,
yeah,
brilliant.
They did it.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it should be called. You're right.
Do they make a vegan bologna at Trader Joe's?
Yeah, it's called vegan pepperoni.
No, I don't even know if anyone eats bologna anymore.
Really?
No, I used to eat the Oscar Mayer, like the fat-free bologna back in the day.
It was good. On like light white bread with a fake piece of cheese, Kraft single.
I like the pimento.
Fake. And mustard. Real mustard. Yeah.
10 slices, 70 calories, 6 grams of fat, 4 grams of protein, 3 Weight Watcher points. It's the vegan pepperoni at TJ's.
Next up, Trader Joe's just a handful of olives. Pitted, salted, manzanilla olives. So that's just like a little bag. I love the trend of the little bags of snacking olives because I like olives as a snack. Mm-hmm. And I feel like everybody's doing this now.
Yeah.
It's like very trendy. And I like these. These are little green manzanilla olives. And there's no pits. Mm-mm. They're very good.
You've had these before, this one?
No,
or you're just reacting in the moment?
I'm reacting in the moment. They're really good.
Yeah, those are good.
Very pungent.
Delicious.
Is that the right word? Is pungent have to do only with smell?
No.
It can have to do with taste?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like
I believe so.
Sweet and pungent chicken at a Chinese restaurant?
I don't know. Look that up, though. Good question. But I think it's very flavorful.
Mm-hmm.
and very olivey. Mm-hmm. And green olives in general are a little bit stronger than black mm-hmm. olives, which are mild. So these are kind of strong, but good in a good way.
Yeah.
I love them.
It can refer to a strong taste or smell.
Excellent.
So you get that whole little package for 55 calories, 5.5 grams of fat, 2 Weight Watcher points. It's a TJ's exclusive, just a handful of olives. I wonder if they have them in black olive, too.
Oh.
I don't think that they do. Every time I see these little snacks, it's usually green. Except mm-hmm. there is one brand mm-hmm. that makes in the cups.
Oh, yeah. I can picture it.
That make the black
oh,
ones.
Oh, yeah. Mount. I think it's called Mount Olive.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Good
yeah.
pull, Mikey.
Thank you.
Good
it's
job.
Because I think we got like a ton of them yeah. like a few years ago.
We did. And they were in my pantry for 100
yeah,
years.
And they're still in my pantry, too. The ones that you gave me.
I'm sure they expired during COVID.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, next up we have Trader Joe's Almond Chipotle Dip, smoky and spicy plant-based dip and spread. And I am like a pro and an expert on all of Trader Joe's dips, but I don't think I've tried this one.
I am going to never open these things again. I'm going to give it only to Jamie.
It exploded on you and now Jamie's opening it over her computer.
Yeah, so let's be honest. Handing it to me is not the best move.
I don't want to. Remember last time, didn't she spill some liquid in her computer?
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. So I'll disclaimer on this one. This one's a little bit higher in calories for the 2 tablespoons.
Yep.
But it's unique.
Not
so
terribly
I thought,
so.
Yeah, not terrible, but it's higher than normal. The next dip that we have, I predict, is going to be the game changer dip. But this one
You're
is
really jumping
really
ahead there. I now am. I know there's another dip on the
I
way.
Am.
I'm just so curious. Okay, it's very liquidy.
Very. It's like
usually when it leads horrible. With almond, like I'm curious, is it going to taste like
Should
almond
we mix
or is it,
it
just an almond base?
Should we mix it?
Mix that up.
Oh gosh, guys, I'm nervous.
Oh yeah, it's like it's almost like milk, like almond milk.
I predict it's like an almond paste. Oh my. Wow, that is, you could drink that with a straw.
Yeah, it's milkshake consistency.
Oy. I don't know how I feel about that. Look at you putting it right
in. Oh, there's carrots over here to dip it in.
Jamie, I'm afraid to touch that container. Would you be so kind as to put a spoonful of your Jamie's plate? You must take a photo of it. It's very unappealing.
Here's a carrot
Thank
if you'd
you.
Like as well.
Thank you. You're very kind.
Milkshake brings all the carrots to the dip.
Maybe I'm a staring.
Did you get some, Mike?
No. Wow. Oh my lord.
OMG.
I was so careful.
That. Now there's dip all over your microphone stand.
At least it's not in the computer.
Wow. Guys, I was so careful. I was like slicing off the lid and then it just one string of mm-hmm. the plastic was attached.
I feel bad.
That's spicy and delicious.
It is. I have to say, if they could just find a way to make it thicker.
Yeah.
It would be amazing. Like, if you put, like, feta in that or something, it would be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
I would love it.
I like it a lot.
It is really delish.
Yeah.
But that texture, I'm confused by it.
Is spicy in the name? Well, Chipotle. Okay.
Yeah. But it is spicy. It's spicy Chipotle as opposed to mild Chipotle, mm-hmm. if there is such a thing. Yeah. Spicy. My nose is running.
Smoky and spicy. That's what it says. Okay.
It's
2 tablespoons, 90 calories, 8 grams of fat. 2 grams of protein, 3 Weight Watcher points. It's the almond chipotle dip, smoky and spicy plant-based dip and spread. That wouldn't really spread. I feel like it would just fall off your knife.
What I was going to say was I would exactly use it as a spread, like mustard. Like I would use it in place of like mustard if on a sandwich or something.
Yeah. Or if That's I made how. Like tacos, I would pour it on some tacos.
Yeah, I think it's great for that. It's a very, it should say pourable. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This next thing is a dip.
Whoa.
It is a dip, and it looks like a dip.
It sounds so familiar. Is this one that's been around for a long time?
Is it?
I believe it is, yes. Okay. Trader Joe's spinach and kale Greek yogurt dip. I think I've eaten this many times.
Okay, I didn't know if it was new because it didn't look familiar to me. And I went back and looked at past episodes and didn't see it, so.
Who's next? Thank you. Oh, I have carrot here. Oh, I'm good.
Okay. It is thick. It is packed with vegetables.
I am well aware of this dip. I have had it in my house, and I'm a big fan. So
that's the best thing ever.
It's really, really good. Loaded with spinach, great consistency, great flavor, great stats. You can do so many things with this dip.
Yeah.
You can put it on chicken. You can eat it on carrots.
Ooh, chicken.
You can have it alone.
That'd be really good with chicken.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Mm. 2 tablespoons, only 30 calories, 2 grams of fat, 1 gram of protein, 1 Weight Watcher point. I mean, that is a staple.
Mm-hmm.
How does that have only 30 calories? Like that's
it's mostly vegetables.
It's mostly spinach. Yeah. Is there like water chestnuts in that? There's something crunchy.
I mean, you did put it on a carrot.
No, I didn't. I didn't. Yep. I just I licked it off the carrot.
The second vegetable is water chestnuts.
I love water chestnuts.
So the vegetables are spinach, water chestnuts, kale. It shows the mayonnaise. Wait. Oh, it's Greek. I thought for a second it was vegan, but it's not. There's mushroom powder, celery, red pepper, carrots, green onions. A lot of veggies in here.
It's delicious.
Yeah, that's so good. And it's not, it doesn't taste overly, like, I think sometimes people think they don't like kale because they imagine bitter, but it's like, it's soft. It's not like,
oh yeah,
it's not polarizing, I don't think.
You know what? It tastes just like spinach. You don't even notice the kale.
Yeah.
But I love, oh, this is great. Mm-hmm. Yum. Next up, Bear Bells Protein Bar. That's a cute name. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I know Bear Bells. Bear Bells Protein Bar Chocolate Dough. This is not a Trader Joe's exclusive, but I love that Trader Joe's has a lot of good bars.
Mm-hmm.
And new bars.
Whoa, that looks like a candy bar that is coated in chocolate.
You know what? It looks like a baby Ruth. Lisa, you are the master of cutting bars.
I'm cutting bars.
She does cut a bar like nobody's business.
The pressure. I'm so used to cutting bars.
But this is not like a protein bar where it's one material. I mean,
material. You mean it's a mixed media protein bar?
But it looks like it's like the nougaty stuff is topped with some sort of a nut situation, and
or
then
crispy. Yeah, tell me what it is.
Covered in chocolate.
All right, hold on. I just cut here. You can
see.
Oh wow! Yeah, the nougat in the middle is like all chocolate.
Let's see.
So it's like a
filled with mouthwatering cookie dough, covered in creamy milk chocolate, and coated in chocolate crisps.
Where's the caramel? I have a caramel thing happening.
Wow.
There's a layer of caramel.
It's not disclosing any caramel.
What?
Oh, interesting. Like, there is bovine collagen in this.
Oh,
so
my skin
is not
feeling supple and
this
soft.
This is not vegetarian or vegan.
Let's talk about this. I love that bar. What are the calorie counts?
No added sugar, by the way. This has 200 calories, 7 grams of fat, 1 gram of sugar, 20 grams of protein, 6 Weight Watcher points. Bear Bells Protein Bar, we tried the chocolate dough.
What is it sweetened with? Because it's very sweet, and if it doesn't have sugar, I'm curious. Mike, is Mikey going to have a sugar alcohol attack?
It's hard to see because we tore.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what?
It's the baddie.
Maltitol?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
How much maltitol is in there?
Well, 6 grams of sugar alcohols.
Ooh.
I didn't even think to look because it was Trader Joe's. I usually don't have
stuff
like that.
I mean, people are using I've seen it more. I have an issue with maltitol.
So do I.
So that makes me sad, but it is delicious.
I'm nervous.
So.
Well, and not everyone
you only have a little
has
bite.
Oh, it also has sucralose. This is an
Splenda.
Unusual. This is a surprising bar.
It's not natural.
It's got sucralose, maltitol, natural and artificial flavors.
Too bad it tastes so good.
Okay. This is for people who are not sensitive to sugar alcohols, for people that don't mind some artificial sweetener in their situation and are looking for a low sugar, high protein option.
Yeah. Jamie summed it up.
There you go.
In other words, it's not for me.
And the packaging is so cool.
Yeah, it looks like sophisticated.
Yeah, it looks like a really expensive candy bar.
It really does. It's like Ghirardelli or something.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is amazing.
Now I gotta look at the next item.
Next item. Oh, this is, I know this. I don't want to say anything. I mean, I'm going to say what it is. Misfits Plant Powered Chocolate Protein Bar. So this is a very cute new bar that I saw at Trader Joe's and I purchased once.
Which one do you want to try first?
We
have chocolate cookie butter and chocolate caramel.
Let's try them both. Chocolate cookie butter.
I'm going to give them to you, though, because you are, as we've mentioned, the master of cutting.
Yeah, I know.
Now,
keep stroking my ego.
I did see the sugar replacement in there.
What is it?
Xylitol.
Oh, are you okay with that? I'm good.
Yeah, I can use xylitol.
Just not Bam Bam.
Yeah.
That's what's very bad for dogs.
Yeah. Xylitol's in like gum, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And some toothpaste and some peanut butter.
Yeah.
So this is chocolate cookie butter, and then the other one is, as you said, chocolate caramel. And let's talk about the stats while I cut these up.
So one of these bars has 180 calories, 9 grams of fat, 15 grams of protein, 0 to 1 gram of sugar, 4 Weight Watcher points. Misfits Plant Powered Chalk. Is it chalk? Chalk protein bar.
Chalk? Oh, It's not chocolate?
Mm-mm.
No.
Oh, boy.
What is it? What
maybe
makes...
it's dairy-free and you can't say chocolate?
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, maybe.
Well, no, because chocolate is milk chocolate or dark chocolate. Like, dark chocolate doesn't have dairy in it,
okay.
right?
Okay. No.
Or does it? I don't know. I could be wrong.
So the top one, the one near closest to you is cookie butter. Okay. And the other one is not.
Hmm. Have you tried these before, Lisa? I know you said you were familiar.
Yeah. So I tried them. And when I tried them, I didn't like them. Do you like them now? Not really. They're all right. They're a little powdery.
Yeah.
I wanted to like them more than... I don't really like them.
Let's try the other flavor. Maybe the other one will be better. Or what don't you like it? Is it the flavor or the texture?
Both.
Okay.
So it's a little powdery and the flavor is a little like proteiny and it looks better than it tastes. Even though it's a... Wait, why are they calling it Misfits? Are they not supposed to be cute?
Let's find out the story behind
it. I love the name and I love the packaging. That's why I bought it.
Our story. 21st century snacking. We started Misfits when we spotted snacks. We're stuck in the past.
What do you, Mike, not good, right?
No, I didn't like it. It was exactly what you said, powdery. And I'm also just, I feel like I've been duped by Trader Joe's.
Oh, you're upset about the last bar.
Both of them, just because like when I go to Trader Joe's, I don't expect to have fake sugar items. You know what I mean? Like
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know why I think that. Like, I think Trader Joe's is like more natural and like...
Yeah, well... And if it's not natural, it's like it's full force. You don't see anything diety there.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't expect to have like sucralose.
Yeah.
Even there, I never see any beverages that are anything less than...
It's just
than,
stevia. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Which is why I feel duped, because like I normally always look at everything on the label to make sure I don't get those sugar alcohols that I can't, you know, digest. So now I'm going to have to like do that at Trader Joe's, which kind of like I never thought I had to.
All right, well,
but it's not a Trader Joe's brand, so
you get to read a little more.
Yeah.
So you're gonna keep that skill going.
Yeah.
You won't forget how to read.
That's true. That's good.
Point. Anything? What did we learn about Misfits?
Well, it's available at select Trader Joe's and online at misfits.health and on Amazon. It's an interesting one. Lots of fiber in there.
Why is that called Misfits?
It just says they feel like snacks are stuck in the past and they don't really address what makes it a misfit.
Well, it's a misfit for me.
Yeah. All right. They walked into that one.
Now, oh, another bar. Look at that. Looky, looky. Trader Joe's, Joe's O's cereal bars. Trader Joe's O's cereal bars. Peanut butter cereal bars. It's funny. I bought these, put them in my house, put them out in a snack bowl, never had the chance to try one, and they flew out of the bowl.
Oh. Well, because I know there's a box here. This is what I was talking about earlier in the show. There's a box of these in the test kitchen.
Maybe I brought them here, too. I don't even know. But I took them home and then forgot to try them.
But that makes me happy to know that you didn't try them. So this is brand new for you.
Yes. So it's like peanut butter coating.
Yum.
It's like cereal. Oh, it's so good.
Wow.
That's amazing.
I'm going to finish this.
Are there actual peanuts in there, too?
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
It's got a fat layer of, is that peanut butter on the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Layer on the bottom, drizzle on the top.
Wow.
I have to say, do you remember peanut brittle? Like when I was a kid, my grandmother used to always have peanut brittle.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine like all the deliciousness of peanut brittle, but it doesn't like break your teeth. It doesn't get stuck in your teeth. It's easier to eat. It's better. It's like the best.
This is the best bar. Like breakfast bar at cereal, that breakfast bar that Trader Joe's has ever made. And I don't know if it's because of the cereal or what, or the peanut butter.
You may be right.
But you know, like they have that PB&J bar and they have that peanut butter bar with like the peanut butter coating on the bottom. I can't remember what that is. Like peanut butter and chocolate, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like this, I think, is their best bar ever.
And I think you can do a lot with it. So it's a good snack, only 120 calories. It could be part of your breakfast. You could keep it in your purse or your gym bag because it will not squash. You could chop it up and put it on yogurt or ice cream. It's like low calorie enough that you can add it to another dessert. Mm. It's like perfect.
Yeah.
Voila.
I just watched Mike eat the whole bar.
I feel like it would be good if you cut it into like small little pieces and put it over vanilla ice cream.
Fantastic.
And it would get all cold and like crispy.
Or yogurt, anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good.
120 calories, 6 grams of fat, 3 grams of protein, 4 Weight Watcher points. TJ's exclusive. It's Trader Joe's, Jozo's cereal bars. I wonder if they come in more flavors. This was peanut butter.
That was great. I want to bake it into muffins too. It would be really good.
That redeemed everything for me.
Oh, yum. Now you forgave Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Does it come in other flavors?
So far, I'm only seeing peanut butter.
Yeah, I only saw that one, but I'm sure once the popularity of these like soars, they'll do the other, like, I think they
have a berry. They have Joe's Ozen flavors, like the cereal. Okay.
Last on the list.
And finally, we have Trader Joe's Brown Butter Salted Caramel Mini Biscotti.
Ooh. Those are pretty.
Yeah.
Brown butter salted caramel. That sounds great. And these are really cute.
Yeah.
They're like miniature and beautiful. I like a biscotti.
Biscotti is so underrated.
It's good. I mean, I have a feeling the stats on this can't be too high either, are they?
Nope. Well, you get two of them for 120 calories, 4 grams of fat, 2 grams of protein, 6 Weight Watcher points. So 60 calories a piece.
That's really good. Mm-hmm. There's little caramel chips.
And you dip that in some coffee.
Mm. It's perfect. There's like chips in here, right? Little pieces.
Yeah.
I feel like that's such an easy thing to put out if you're having people over and you will just make so many friends. Why people would be at your house if they're not your friends yet, I don't know. But
I don't know, but they will. And you know what I love? The caramel's caramel. It's not butterscotchy. Mm-hmm. It's delicious. I love these. These are new?
I think so.
New to us.
They were displayed in the new section.
Oh,
so.
Look at this. Here, hold on. These caramel chips are the best things ever. Yum. Good job, Trader Joe's. Those are yummy.
Good job, Mikey.
Mikey, great job, Mikey. Good job, Trader Joe's. Excellent. He's chewing. Mm-hmm. He can't even speak. Mm-mm. This is a good episode for him. He ate a whole bar, a whole biscotti. And this is after lunch.
So yeah, this episode, we're doing this like a little bit after lunch. So I had a very small, I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch. Super small, in hopes that I would be eating a lot in this episode. And it turned out I ended up eating more peanut butter. So.
That's funny. Well, maybe you had this taste for peanut butter. Because that's how you started your day. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You ready to rank?
Ready. No, rate. I'm ready to rate and rank if you wanted me to.
Nah, let's stick with rating. First up on the list, the egg frittata with Swiss cheese and cauliflower in the freezer section.
Ah, good job. I like those. That's a solid 8.
Nice.
Next up, the artichoke timbales.
6.75.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Did you think they'd get higher?
I thought you would go 7.5.
Well, I thought the frittatas were going to be higher than 8.
I'm shocking everyone today. Yeah.
All right. Let's keep it going. Next up, the seasoned corn ribs freezer section.
I am giving those a 7.5. Maybe I'm being tough today.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. I feel like, you know, when your teacher marks tests and giving everybody low scores. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's me.
Let's see.
Well, also the bar is so high for Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm. I know. True. That's what it is.
Next up, the vegan pepperoni.
Oh. 7. They're okay. Yeah. They're not amazing. Mm-hmm. Wow. I feel bad.
Don't feel bad. Next up, just a handful of olives.
I love those. 8.5.
Yay.
I can't believe olives are getting the highest.
How about the almond chipotle dip?
8.
Nice.
That was good. Really good.
Thoughts on the spinach and kale Greek yogurt dip?
10.
Yay.
We knew there'd be a 10 in there somewhere. Yeah. That's, you know, fantastic.
Yeah.
Go get it if you haven't tried it.
What'd you think of Bear Bell's protein bar?
Oh, I have to give it a 6.5 because of all the maltitol. I have to warn the humans out there.
And I apologize for even picking that up.
No, it's okay.
Disappointed in myself.
It tasted good, though.
Yeah, yeah.
What'd you think about Misfits plant-powered chalk protein bar?
I don't like those. Mm. I'm giving those a 6.5.
Yeah.
Because I just don't think people will like them. There's, you know what? If you're going to put out a new bar, it has to be really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this just isn't.
Well, speaking of really good bars, Trader Joe's O's cereal bars.
10.
Yay.
That needs a 10.
Yeah. Stupendous. How about the brown butter salted caramel mini biscotti?
I'm giving that a 10 as well.
Nice.
I mean, so, you know, for all the 7s and 7.5s, there are still, what are they, 3 10s?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. This is a very, you know, I like episodes like this, even though I'm the one who did all the shopping and I feel like a failure.
No, but you did a great job. It's not, listen, all it means is you did a great job picking things out. You didn't create products.
That's true. But I feel like, too, like it's a good episode to have a few items that don't do well. So people know that we're honest, you know, like we're not going to rate everything great if we don't like it.
Totally. 1,000,000%.
Yeah. And I would say we, I mean you.
No, but you know, you too. Wait, Bam Bam is trying to escape. She's clawing at the door. Mm. Where oh no. She? I don't she's know. Did she get you. Out?
No, no, she's here.
Oh.
Oh, hey, Bam.
Okay.
I think we know what is next.
What's that?
Giveaways.
Oh, are we give? I was like, what's next? I thought you were talking about the next episode. Are we giving things away? Now is where we say yes. And what are you going to do?
What if I said no?
Yeah, maybe we
don't. To change things up.
All right, we'll give something away. Do people still text you?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
Okay, let's, how about?
I know what I want. Pictures of people's dogs, because we have Bam Bam.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's great.
And we're going to put pictures of Bam Bam.
Yep.
Do you hear? She's kissing you.
Oh my God.
She's kissing Jamie.
Penny's nothing makes me happier in life than dog kisses.
I know. Bam,
she likes
Bam,
him better
so
than my
cute.
Kisses.
Mm-hmm. Aw, I doubt it. All right, so text pictures of your dog.
Yeah, 805-380-8075. Or email podcast@hungry-girl.com.
Great. And if you do that, if you have a really cute dog, or even if you don't, you can win a great prize.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We'll
get something good. We went through all of our merchandise, our merch.
We
have a lot. So we'll find something like that hasn't been given away in a long time.
Awesome. That's great. Yeah. And then do we have any idea what the next podcast is?
I believe I'm going to do a Sam's Club.
Oh,
yeah. I just have to get out to Ventura County. It's a far drive, but
maybe your wife will go with you.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's not get crazy.
All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. Good luck winning prizes. I want to see your dogs. And if you don't have a dog, you can draw a picture of a dog and send that.
Yeah.
And you still could win.
Yep.
Okay. I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing.